Public transport advocates are outraged at Auckland Transport's plan to close down entire train lines next year to upgrade the tracks. The Southern and Onehunga lines will be closed until late March. The Eastern line shut for most of 2023. The announcement has been labelled a bombshell and insane by John Reeves, the National Coordinator of the Public Transport Users Association. He's with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Why is this the worst news for public transport users in Auckland?
Well, you know, over the last few years, we've undertaken a lot of upgrades to the rail network, and every time it's the commuters who actually suffer. And we're trying to rebuild patronage on the rail network after COVID. And to completely wipe out a line, say the Eastern Line, for 9 months is just going to deter people from getting out of their cars and catching public transport. In fact, it's going to probably return a lot of people back to private motorists motoring into the Auckland city. So this is actually the opposite of what the game plan is.
Nonetheless, though, this foundation work had to happen, didn't it?
Well, we actually a few years ago had major issues on the entire rail network, which meant all the rails needed to be replaced. This was only a couple of years. So why this work wasn't undertaken at the same time, we don't know. And we've also got to remember that the Western Line was actually completely rebuilt only about 15 years ago and double-tracked. And why that has to be ripped up and changed around as well in 2024, we just don't know why this is happening.
Well, if it's partly future-proofing, though, and if the work has to be done presumably around things like safety and as well as making sure that the trains are running on time, that kind of thing. You know, essential work's essential work, isn't it?
Yeah, look, maintenance must be carried out, and yes, you'd always have to upgrade tracks and what have you. But nowhere else in New Zealand and places in the rest of the world actually close down entire lines for months at a time. So frequently, I mean, this is frequent. We've had Auckland Rail passengers regularly get their services or their lines closed down for work for substantial periods of time. The other issue is Auckland Transport's trying to tell us there will be sufficient rail bus replacements for the passengers. Now, I don't know if you've used buses in Auckland, but I do. And so often they are cancelled, even at peak time. So given the fact there's a massive shortage of buses and bus drivers, how are they going to cope with tens of thousands of passengers on trains trying to opt for the bus replacements option? We just have no confidence in AET. And the one thing I'd say is, when there was an issue with the Air New Zealand flight from New York to Auckland, the CEO came out and spoke to the media, Greg Foran. Where is the CEO, interim CEO Mark Lambert, of AET? Because this is a massive issue. This is a big issue for tens of thousands of people on a daily basis. And the CEO of AET is, well, where? Tumbleweed seems to be more easier to find than him.
Did you have any warning that this might be coming?
No. That's the thing. This was just such a surprise, a bolt out of the blue for train passenger users. Is no one knew this massive investment the infrastructure requirement was needed, like in the way it's going to be delivered. So it was a bolt out of the blue, and it's just something that train passenger users are just sadly going to deter them from using trains potentially for a few years, and then you've got to try and lure them back into the network. But by that time, they may already have decided to drive their cars to work, and that's obviously what Auckland Council was opposed to doing, where they're trying to reduce people using private motor vehicles. So it doesn't
If people do decide to get in their cars again instead of using the train, which they might have switched onto in the last few years, are there even going to be enough spaces to park them in the centre of the city?
Well, that's a good question, because we do know Auckland Council's been taking away parking spots out of Auckland City. So it's a catch-22 for commuters into Auckland City now. It may not even help the heart of the city, Auckland City, even recover. And we know that needs a lot of help right now as well.
So what would your solution be here?
Well, they should be sort of working overnights, doing work on nights and weekends as they've done in the past, or reducing the block of lines. They don't need to be doing a whole nine-month closure of a line. That's a worst-case scenario to do that, but Auckland Transport and KiwiRail seem to just do that regularly in Auckland. And I say Auckland because this does not regularly happen in Wellington Network. So we need to do it, think smarter how we do this, and it could be doing it nights and long weekends. Yes, it'll be a slower pace of upgrades, but it doesn't affect train commuters as much.
So are you hoping that Auckland Transport will perhaps take another look at this, back to the drawing board and come up with another plan?
Oh, AT and KiwiRail, good. If they think this is the most acceptable and the best way of going about it, then I don't think they've got the passengers' interests at heart in this case. Certainly it seems AT has just dropped the ball, because clearly they either didn't know what was going on or they were just keeping it secret from everyone. I'm not sure which one of those two it was.
Thank you very much for your time, John Reeves, there from the Public Transport Users Association.